with a wavelength that is related to the electron's momentum, in the same way that light wavelengths, according to Einstein, are related to the photon's momentum. The wavelength in both cases is equal to a fundamental constant of nature, known as Planck's constant, divided by the momentum. De Broglie did not have any idea of the physical significance of the wave, and he did not invent any sort of dynamical wave equation. He simply assumed that the allowed orbits of the electrons in a hydrogen atom would have to be just large enough for some number of complete wavelengths to fit around the orbit. One wavelength for the lowest energy state, two wavelengths for the next lowest, and so on. Remarkably, this simple and not very well motivated guess gave the same successful answers for the energies of the orbits of the electron in the hydrogen atom as Bohr's calculation a decade earlier. With such a doctoral thesis behind him, it might have been expected that de Broglie would go on to solve all the problems of physics. In fact, he did virtually nothing else of scientific importance throughout his life. It was Schrödinger in Zurich who in 1925-26 transformed de Broglie's rather vague ideas about electron waves into a precise and coherent mathematical formalism that applied to electrons or other particles in any sort of atom or molecule. Schrödinger was also able to show that his wave mechanics is equivalent to Heisenberg's matrix mechanics. Either can be deduced mathematically from the other. At the heart of Schrödinger's approach was a dynamical equation, known ever since as the Schrödinger equation, that dictated the way that any given particle wave would change with time. Some of the solutions of the Schrödinger equation for electrons and atoms simply oscillate at a single pure frequency, like the sound wave produced by a perfect tuning fork. Such special solutions correspond to the possible stable quantum states of the atom or molecule, something like the stable waves of vibration within a tuning fork, with the energy of the atomic state given by the frequency of the wave times Planck's constant. These are the energies that are revealed to us through the colors of the light that the atom can emit or absorb. The Schrödinger equation is mathematically the same sort of equation, known as a partial differential equation, that had been used since the 19th century to study waves of sound or light. Physicists in the 1920s were already so comfortable with this sort of wave equation that they were able immediately to set about calculating the energies and other properties of all sorts of atoms and molecules. It was a golden time for physics. Other successes followed rapidly, and one by one the mysteries that had surrounded atoms and molecules seemed to melt away.
This book is continued on Disc 3.